So you support Israel. You back them up 100%, you said, right? You said that you started this podcast career just so you could support Israel.
Are you trying to get me like...
You support Iran, the dictatorship, or Israel, the dictatorship? Which one do you support?
How do you like your dictatorship?
You like a Jewish or Muslim? Either way, they're circumcised. It doesn't matter. Inconsistent. What's the topic of the day? How about World War III? How about we're in a bomb shelter? Actually, the next time we record, we're going to be in a bomb shelter.
We are. A really poor bomb shelter.
We'll be safe.
Would it still be green screen?
I guess. We'll see. We don't know. Maybe brick walls instead.
I haven't gotten that far, actually.
Hopefully, everything's not irradiated by that point.
Wow. Hopefully the bunker works.
If they were to drop a bomb, you think New York would be the place they would drop it?
Of course.
Why?
Because it's the capital of the world.
Yeah, but then Iran would basically...
Yeah, every other country thinks that Wall Street is where all the money is.
But then that means every other country is going to look at Iran like, you got to go.
Why?
Because you just attacked... You just said it. The freaking world. You just... New York City is the center of the world.
What does Iran get it though?
Huh?
I don't understand the correlation.
Iran would attack New York.
Boom.
Why would they do that? That makes no strategic point. It makes more sense to drop a nuke in Washington, D.C.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because New York is the capital of the world.
Yeah, but then the rest of the world... That's out of it. That's like, I don't want a part of this. But it's going to be like, oh, now we got to get in this.
No.
You just ruined our economy.
Let's go back. Every other country thinks New York is the capital of the world. When they think of America, what's the first place they think of? The White
Texas.
House?
Texas. Cowboys, that's where we are.
They don't even know Texas.
That's what they think of. When they think of
America, they think of?
Cowboys, bro. What do you mean? Look it up on YouTube. People love it. They think of America, they think of the Cowboys.
Perhaps. But they think those Cowboys live in?
Texas.
New York City.
It's the biggest state. No, it's not the biggest state.
It's not Alaska.
It's the third biggest.
Is Alaska the biggest, right?
I think Alaska's the biggest.
Huge
Republican state.
Anyways, when you ask any foreigner, what's the first place?
Texas. We all know it's Texas.
Damn it, Jim. What the hell is the matter with you?
What I'm saying, though, if New York City is the center of the world's commerce.
Right.
And Iran, right now, Canada don't care. You know, whatever. England don't care. These countries is whatever. They're fighting a war. But if Iran was to drop a nuke in New York City and destroy the world trade of the freaking world, freaking the stock market, basically gone.
Right.
Now the rest of the world is like, now we got a problem with Iran. Because you just ruined our economies, our trade. You just ruined it. We got to get rid of you.
Oh, you're saying that by them doing that, they're painting a target in the back.
That's all they're doing. They're just killing themselves. So it makes no sense for them to attack that.
Well, whether it was New York or Washington, is still the same result.
But if they drop a nuke on, a small nuke, obviously, you're not going to do a big one. But they drop it on.
Why just go? Modest about it? It's a nuke.
Well, but you don't want to, because if you drop it too big, then it's going to cause.
You're going to get really pregnant.
You know, no, I'm just saying, you're going to cause freaking devastation, like freaking nuclear fallout. So it got to be a little one. So just like, drop a little bomb.
Just there. Them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you drop it on DC, why would Canada get involved?
Because you dropped it on our ally? What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, but let's just say, like, they don't have no real dog in the fight. Versus New York was like, now you're attacking us. Canada would say, you're attacking us. If you attack New York, you're attacking Canada.
Wait. Are you suggesting that our allies would not be upset if the White House got blown up?
Well, not our allies, just anybody in general. What country's not our allies? Sudan. Doesn't care about America.
Okay.
But if you drop a bomb in Manhattan and get rid of the world trade, now Sudan's going to have a hard time making trades and making money. Now they care. They don't care if you attack Washington, D.C. They're like, whatever. As long as the trades keep flowing, I'm making my money.
I think you're bugging. I think that you love New York a lot. I love it. Yo, New York, no, baby, let's go.
It's not about New York. It's just the trade.
Yeah.
Look. If the White House was in New York City and the trade was in D.C., it makes more sense to drop a nuke on New York. Because that's where the White House is. It doesn't matter to anybody else. It's only Americans president. But if you drop a nuke on the world's freaking trade, now the world is involved.
I love that you think that way.
You drop the nuke on the heart of the world trade.
I think you're bugging.
That's why everything froze on 9/11. Remember, it was frozen for like 2 days.
That's totally different.
What do you mean? What's the difference? You froze the stock market for 2 days. Everybody's like, what the hell are we going to do?
Yeah, because it happened to be in New York City.
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying.
It's New York City. If it was in the White House, it would be the same result.
If what was in the White House?
An attack.
Why would Sudan care if you attacked the White House?
Because it's the U.S. of A.
And when Sudan cares, they're like, oh my God, our heroes. You can't kill them.
No, but we do trade. So trade is going to get fucked up somehow. But
why would trade get messed up if the
because our biggest sellers are going to be busy blowing shit up now.
And money flows during war. That's the biggest time for explosions.
So why wouldn't it flow during this?
Because now you're cutting the arteries. The flow can't go. You just destroyed it. The heart of it.
I don't think so.
The niggas that really freaking pieces of paper, like, I want to buy 55 pork bellies. Those guys.
I think back then, yes, but now with internet and everything.
But it's still the hub.
Yeah,
that's why we keep the freaking.
I get it, but
the towers or whatever.
Now that technology is here, they could just literally go to Jersey and do the same thing with a piece of paper.
I mean, they still got to do it. They still got to move it. It's still going to take days and time figuring things out.
You know what I mean? Like before, it was like, oh God, we lost this thing. Now we got to recreate it. Whereas they could just move.
Do you think Israel should have attacked Iran?
Do you think Israel should attack Iran?
Should have, in the beginning. Like, Iran and Israel were chilling. They had no beef. They fought, let's be real. They threw missiles at each other a few times.
They've been at it for.
But Israel was like, we're going to go hard this time.
Well, the provocation was based on the fact that they had evidence of them having nuclear capabilities or getting there.
Oh, the same reason why we went to Iraq.
We're not talking about us, okay?
I'm just saying, it's the same proof we had.
We did
have weapons of mass destruction. We need to do something about this.
Well, we lied.
We don't know if it's a lie, actually.
We don't know.
It could have just been bad information. Somebody could have been honest. Like, I think they really have it. No, I saw it. And then they went. It was a freaking tubito. And they were like, oh, I thought it was a nuke. My bad. This whole time, it was a freaking pipe.
It was a plumber.
It was a plumber's office.
Amadio was over there.
I thought it was a nuke. My bad. Yo, I wasn't lying. I just gave you bad information.
No, look. If
I think the problem
you is, live across the street from me,
okay,
we're not friends. You don't. He definitely doesn't. He should though.
So we're gonna close real soon.
Really soon. Can't wait. Actually, looking forward to that's the only part I'm probably looking forward to. You brought a smile to my face. Anyways, you live across the street. We don't like each other. We do this dance to like try to show that we don't like each other, but keep the peace. We stomp around, you know. Show our dominance. And I started hearing from the block that you got these crazy weapons that are, you know, aimed, you know, we're not friends. So you're creating this whole entire cable. I've already had a cop. I own the block. You know what I'm saying? I had you saw the turrets on the top of my building. You didn't have any of that shit. And I slowly see you getting it. It's like, I got a problem with that.
Yeah, you don't want it to catch up.
I don't want you to catch up. But mind you, in my mind, I'm never going to shoot you. So there's no beef. But just know, I can fuck you up if you decide to do it.
I think that's what separates Iran having a nuke with another country, like America or Israel. Israel's not just going to nuke anybody.
Right, but...
America's not just going to drop a bomb on
America. But how do you feel that you constantly have this weapon thrown at you? Yeah. You live with this thing that's hovering over you. Even though they say they're never going to do it. And maybe they haven't done it.
Israel. They're like, well, I'm not going to shoot you.
But it's
sitting across the table. I got a rifle. You're like, I'm going to shoot you. And then I'm watching you. And you're like building a rifle. And I'm like, I don't know. And I got my rifle holding. I'm telling you, I'm not going to drop this. I'm not going to fire. But I see you building a weapon now. And you said you're going to shoot me. And now I'm concerned. Because I made no threat to you. But you're definitely threatening me. And you're getting closer and closer. I'm like, I'm going to have to shoot this guy before he makes that weapon.
That's currently what we believe is happening right now.
Believe.
What I'm saying is this.
Two Puerto Ricans. From New York. This is it.
This is the worst you're gonna get. This, you guys this failed. What we
believe.
This is all sci-fi right now. The hypotheticals. But the idea that you have this weapon, we're not friends. Let's say I never threatened you. I'm just your neighbor. I believe in different things. I don't want your people over here. You don't want my people over there. Cool.
Respect.
I still don't like the idea that you have that weapon though.
Yeah, but see, now you sound like a liberal.
I don't like the
idea. I don't like the Second Amendment.
No, no, this is not. We're not this part of the same country, you idiot. You have your country over there, and my country over here. What divides us?
And you're like, I don't like his Second Amendment.
I don't like you having a weapon so close to me.
And it's just like, I'm surrounded by enemies. I have to protect myself.
I don't care who's around you. I don't like the idea that I don't have a weapon when you do. So I need to build a weapon. Do you think that's just?
That you should build a weapon?
The scenario I just gave
you. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So Iran should be able to defend itself.
Yeah.
It should have a nuclear weapon.
I mean, I don't know.
You see?
I don't know if anybody should have a nuclear weapon.
Now you sound like a Democrat.
You asked me a question. I'll give you an answer.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Is Iran wrong for saying, you know what? Israel reserves the right to have these weapons to protect itself. I just want to do the same thing for me.
Yep. No, I think they're just in having it.
They're just in having it. I do too. Now, I mean Israel.
There's a caveat though.
Iran.
The caveat is that Iran said, I'm going to drop this nuke on you when I get it.
Iran is wilding out, saying some crazy shit. So that's
why Israel's like, you can't have it now.
Now, you could have had it before if you were just going to do your own thing.
India has rock. They don't even have bathrooms that work in that country. And they have a nuke. Their toilets don't. They crap in the street. I don't know if you've seen the videos.
Oh my God.
They have a nuke. And we're like, okay. Because we know they're not going to just wall out and throw a bomb anywhere. We can't trust Iran because they made way too many threats. We're like, we can't trust you. We cannot trust you.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, right? So Israel's like, I'm going to drop this bomb on you. Right? The countries in between were like, go ahead. Let it go. Drop those bombs on them. We don't care. In fact, Jordan, the country in between these two countries, Israel flew over Jordan, dropped their bombs, came back, landed. Iran was like, now time for me to attack. And they shot their rockets over Jordan, and Jordan was like, no, you don't. And they shot and they intercepted some drones that were going towards Israel. They were like, we didn't give you permission to land our country. In fact, we don't even like you. We don't even like you, so don't even.
We don't even want your missiles flying.
Yeah, we don't want none of this. Yeah. But people in the region, even though they don't like the Jews, they're like, at least they're fair. You know what I'm saying? They're not taking over countries left and right. When Israel fought, I forgot what war, it was like the 8-day war or something like that. They took over a bunch of countries because they fought against them. And what happened? Israel gave it back. They're like, here, have a country back. We don't want it. We just want our country.
Yeah.
We only fought this war because you guys attacked.
So they have a proven record of like, yeah, we reserve the right to protect ourselves.
And that's why what's going on in Gaza. But we're
not trying to advance.
That's why what's going on in Gaza. The other countries that are around are like, that's none of our business. That's internal. That's them. As far as the other countries are concerned, Gaza and Israel are one country that have two groups of people that are fighting each other. So like, we have nothing to do with that. The people from Gaza, the Palestinians that tried to escape and go to Egypt. Egypt was like, don't come over here. We don't want you here. They build walls, and then there were some liberals that went, you know, these liberals, they want to go and they want to help take the wall down so the Gazans can come, or the Palestinians could come into Israel. I mean, Egypt. The Egyptian army was like, get out of here with that. We're not liberals here. We have rules. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We have a fence here, and they can't come this way. You know, they can apply for asylum, and if they get it, then they could come. But that's it. We're not letting them in. These people live in freaking huts. We have a freaking, you know, we have an economy over here we got to worry about, you know? They're going to come over here and ruin our, we can't do this. And that same mentality is what's happening in America, but that's a whole other topic.
You think we're going to war?
Us?
We're going to get involved?
You know, there's bets going around. I don't know if you've seen that.
I mean, we bet on everything, bro.
There's a betting website. It's like at 60% right now that we're going to go to war. There's a guy that bet $43,000. That the guy that runs the Ayatollah of Iran is going to die before July. 43, and if he wins, he gets like $100,000. He wins.
Yeah, but those are people with gambling problem, called 1-800-GAMBLER. Those are those people.
Nigga, is that the actual?
That is actually, it is. People actually, you know, those are people that bet on little babies racing. You know what I mean? Like, those are people who just addicted to betting. But do you think, I wonder what you guys think, what, you know, there's so many people. I got a text message from a shorty that she was like, yo, are you leaving New York? I heard they're going to blow it up. And I'm like, No, they're not gonna. No, I'm not leaving New York. And if they blow it up, then I guess I'm dying. I'm gonna go over to your house. That's what I told her.
And where does she live
at? Pennsylvania. Allentown, baby. Where you guys at?
Oh, that's not.
That's you right know, there. You'll be safe over. She was like, we might be dangerous too.
Depending on how big the nuke is, we'll be safe here in Staten Island. Or we're not in Staten Island right now, but we'll be safe in Staten Island.
Yeah, you're already over there.
If I'm in Harlem, I'll be safe. Depending on how big the nuke is. Depending on where they drop it, obviously. If they drop it like in Times Square, where everybody would imagine.
Yeah, but you're going to grow like an extra.
No, no. I mean, it depends how big the nuke is, right? If it's one of those local nukes, it's not that much radiation. But if it's a big one, it kind of pushes it out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so I think.
And if you're close enough, you won't even notice it. It'll just be a flash of light and you're in heaven.
I think we
are. Or heck.
I think we are involved.
Some people say that.
There's no way the world power is not involved. I mean, this is our stage.
They're our allies. And we exchange a lot of intel with each other. And they buy weapons from us. The question is, do they come to America and say like, Daddy, can I drop this bomb? Do they do that to us? You like that, right?
I was like, oh my God.
You think Israel does that to us?
Nah, they're going to do whatever the fuck they want.
And so that means America's not really involved yet. I think we're lining up just in case. Again, we don't want to be like, we don't want to get hit. And be like, oh, now we got to move our stuff over there. And it takes a little bit of time, which will give Iran time to do more. So right. What we're going to do is we're going to get ready. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody gets an attitude with me, you take your stance. You take a step back. You get ready to punch.
What's the hypothetical if we get involved? We just fuck the shit out of
we're
them.
We're going to destroy them.
Bang. Done. What are we talking about?
No troops on the ground. I'm totally against
so
that.
So what's the holdup? Just bomb them.
I mean, they're still a country. We still got to have some kind of...
ethics?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's not about, you know, obviously we want to get rid of the government. We don't want the people to get rid of them.
Oh, sorry.
No, the people are good, man. They were taken over by a dictatorship.
You shouldn't have been born there.
You know? But I think if you knock off the governments, the heads of the governments, and maybe some military facilities, maybe some police stations even, the people would rise up and fight against. Because they tried to do that recently. They tried to fight against the government. What happened? They freaking hung them in the freaking streets. And everybody's like, all right, we're going to chill. No more fighting. But I think if Israel was smart, they would just go after the military assets and then drop propaganda. As you're going to drop bombs, drop freaking flyers.
I thought about that movie.
What movie?
With Obama directed.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. When you said movie, I thought of Red Note. I forgot the name of the movie. Where they're fighting. I think some country attacks America. I think North Korea attacks America. And then they drop flyers for the people to read. Like, hey, we're North Korea. We're here. We're going to take over. Don't fight back.
That's okay.
Yeah. But we would drop flyers like, hey, we're attacking the military facilities, your leaders. If you want this country for yourself, now's your chance. And we will support you. Yeah, we will support you.
That would be ideal.
I wouldn't give them weapons because we have already established that's not a good idea. We did that in Iraq. What we would do is just attack the facilities and let the people figure out how to do it themselves. Mm. You know? Just like, what is it? France in World War II. We kind of just drop soldiers in there to support the rebels and let the rebels take over the France, you know? But I think that if America... I mean, America's going to drop the freaking... The bomb that, what's it called again? The bunker buster?
That's never been proven.
That doesn't matter.
It's just fun.
We're going to prove it.
We're going to prove it now.
You know, and then we're going to drop it from this B-2 bomber.
Have you ever seen one of those?
Look at this thing.
In live?
I think I have seen one flying, but like never like that close.
Oh my gosh.
But like, you know you're in trouble if the sky's missing pixels. You know what I'm saying? You look up and just missing some pixels, you're like, I'm in dead, bro.
Minecraft is real.
It's over, bro. You're missing pixels from the sky, you are done. Look how big this thing. Oh, that's the ammo it holds?
Bro.
Oh, there's no way it holds that much ammo. Maybe these are the types. Look how small this thing is. How does it hold all this?
But that's called proper management, no way. Space management. Remember, I believe it.
Oh, but was it this one? No, no. Remember we had another one? What was it called, man? We had another cool one.
Another cool
one? Yeah, that was more like triangular shaped. Remember?
That's it.
No.
Yeah, that's a triangle.
No, I mean, yeah, but
Oh, you're talking about the one that broke the speed. The
not the Concorde.
Not the Concorde. You're talking about the type in Blackbird? It was like a long range supersonic. You're talking about that one, right?
Which one? Which one?
The this supersonic one?
This one?
Which one are you talking about? No, you idiot. Get
him over here.
Long range supersonic military. That's the best I could do. I got stuck. Damn, what was it called? This.
Oh, no, no, I was thinking about that one.
No? Okay, got it.
No, but there was an older
the
one.
The Blackbird, I was right.
It's older, though. I don't think it even... I don't know how effective it is anymore with the modern technology.
The B-2 bomber?
No, we just looked at that one. It was...
The B-52?
Let me see. America Stealth Aircraft. Jesus Christ, I stumbled and I still got it.
Damn.
I was like, oh, this one. Remember this one?
Oh, that's the fighter jet one.
It's not really a fighter jet. It was a bomber.
The Nighthawk.
This is when we were kids. This is the latest technology.
That shit was dope.
Remember?
Kind of looks like a drone.
Yep. Nowadays, not all of these can be drones nowadays.
Literally.
Well, let's see what the drones look like.
Ooh, that one right there.
Which
the
one?
The next
one?
Generation fighter. Right to the left of that.
This one?
Yeah. That's unmanned.
What you say?
Unmanned.
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 What was I going to
say? What did you say?
America drones. Oh, these are, I forget what these are called. Predator?
Oh my God, the Reaper.
Predator? Reaper? Yeah, I don't know. I remember listening to the debates about this. Like, should we... Remember, they used to be spies only. And then they were like, should we put weapons on them?
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Are we breaking rules?
Exactly.
When is killing people rule? You know what I mean? It's like, you're
there's
killing
rules.
People.
Well, not anymore. We don't care anymore. Now we don't give a crap.
I mean, the insanity of that.
It looks like one of those whales.
We're going to go to war and kill each other, but let's do it this way.
Well,
are you
know, we have other
kidding
countries.
Me?
We have other countries we have to, you know, deal with afterwards.
It just doesn't sound logical.
No, I mean, like, if we do something crazy, like firebomb a country and just burn everybody.
So or like in Star Trek where they contaminate the whole planet?
Yeah, something like that.
With a virus?
And then the war's over. And now we got to look at the rest of the world like, oh, we're the good guys. No, we can't.
You're welcome.
There has to be a freaking way we do war. Like, we only attack... We're not gonna attack. That's one of the reasons why they put the big crosses on the vehicles.
So
we don't attack them.
Is Nawasaki one of those situations that's justified?
Well, that was before we did that. That was before the Geneva.
Oh, that's what we learned.
That's when we were like, we gotta fix this. This was. We can't just be doing this. We didn't realize. We cannot be doing this.
And what was it that we realized? What we realized was that they could do it to us, so we got to come up with a...
It could be that, but I think
it was that.
I think it was more like, if we all do this, is over. The world's done. We have to make rules for war.
Yeah, yeah.
There has to be some kind of etiquette that we all... Remember, I don't remember, like, the old British used to be like, make a line, and they were like... And they were like... And they would stuff, and they would just stand across from each other. Remember that? They had, like, an etiquette too for war, and then eventually...
That's mind-boggling.
And then George Washington was like, we ain't doing that. That's why we won, you know, right?
Yeah.
He was like, no, go around the streets and shoot them from the back. Screw these guys.
Duck.
That's why he's known as the greatest general. He broke the rules. The freaking niggas in the red coats are like, do-do-do-do-do.
What are they doing?
And then they're like, where are they going? They're getting shot from the back. I should have thought about this idea. Wow.
The fact that they were playing a drum. I'm here. Shoot just, me.
You get drafted for war. They're like, all right, what am I going to get? Like, here, take this drum set. Like, whoa. Gotta go to war with this thing?
Don't worry, they're gonna be shooting the people with the guns, not you.
Imagine we still had that.
Bro.
Just niggas be like, and somebody in the back like, So Israel attacked Iran, and within hours, Iran was like, our turn. And Iran was hitting Israel with everything they got, basically. I was watching a numbers video showing the first day they shot 2,000, you know, whatever, 200 missiles. The second day they dropped 150. And it's just going down, down, down. And somebody's like, judging by the amount of missiles they're shooting, they're running out of ammo. They didn't have as much ammo as I said they said they would have. This means that they might get desperate. And they might do something crazy. Like a dirty bomb or a nuke or something. So they're like, be careful. Because they might be getting desperate. Anyway, let's look at the fun footage of how... Does it have volume? Oh, yeah, let's see. This is... Imagine you look up in the sky and you see this.
Hit it.
Just that's it's crazy because these are missiles coming in, and also there's missiles being intercepted. See, they're being intercepted in the sky. Oh, and then all of a sudden, your neighbor just, oh, that's freaking Anthony's house. Oh my God,
not Anthony.
Yeah. Look at this one. Oh, there's no sound.
Oh boy.
So they think that's one of the hypersonics. The hypersonic missiles, they think that's what that was. Because it was so quick. It got through all the defenses, no problem. And you know what's crazy? When you watch it, it almost doesn't look that bad. Right?
What?
It looks like a firecracker. Alright, that's it.
So when I've seen this and watching this,
oh my God, what's going on in this window?
while watching this, why does it remind me? It looks like a movie, like some video game.
You know what's crazy? Like, this is one of the things that we were talking about flat earthers before. Flat earthers don't believe the NASA footage because before they saw the footage, they saw movies that have CGI. So they're like, oh, that looks like what I've seen, so I don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
My brain is telling me this is fake because I know this is CGI.
Yeah.
And that looks just like what I saw before.
So it has to be.
So it has to be CGI. Yeah.
Guilty by association.
That's right. That's why you have to hang out with those kids.
This looks like some straight up Star Trek stuff to me.
You saw the freaking wave?
My God.
You saw the impact wave?
Let me see. Do it again.
Wait, also look, this goes a little bit
slower. So those are ships flying above.
Ships? No, they're just rockets that are going across.
Does it look like that?
Well, I mean, they're not spaceships.
Shut your mouth. Like, what are those three dots?
Missiles.
Okay, go back. I saw that. That was falling there. Shockwave.
Saw that one?
Okay. Okay.
Look, this missile hits down. That's the first impact.
Bitch, I can see the video. Listen to what I'm saying.
This is a ship. It's not a ship. They're rockets.
What I'm saying is that it looks like it's originating from the sky.
The CGI flat earth guy. Here we go. It's a spaceship. I promise.
I'm not saying it is.
No, they can't even get there. They don't even have the planes to get through the Iron Dome. The only thing they can rely on is rockets.
Right.
And the only thing
they can... So what we're seeing is that this thing is going up.
Flying across.
And then coming down.
No, but it's not even coming down. It's flying from mad far.
It doesn't look like it's flying from mad far here.
There's videos... I should have pulled it up.
Hit play, you idiot.
Wait. There's videos of people that live in Jordan that the rock is actually flying over their head. But they're in a club or something. Like at night. So the guy's playing music and the rockets are flying over his head going to Israel. I'm going to find that after we do this. But look, there's a rocket. This one lands here. This one lands over there. This one's going across somewhere else. But look at the shockwave for the first one. Ready? Saw the shockwave?
Yeah.
Ay, Dios mío, carajo!
Do you think that's what they were saying?
More
or less.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. This is the last one I
have. Oh, man.
That's crazy fast. Look, the other ones are slower, much slower. You see that?
And so, the Iron Dome is not protecting it.
They just overwhelmed the system with too many rockets. So the Iron Dome's shooting a bunch of them down, but some of them are going to get through. They can't keep up. And then with the hypersonic rockets, they could change direction. It's in two phases. It's like two pieces that are attached to each other. The first one pushes it close, and then it drops off. And then the second one is smart. So it kind of redirects.
Oh my God.
So it avoids the freaking Iron Dome and it gets through.
It must sense that it's being detected. Yeah. And hits.
And it just ducks and covers them.
Not ducks.
And then it hits the freaking Jews.
Wow.
I see a Jew. That's crazy fast though, right? How fast it goes versus the one we saw before was kind of, it was fast, but it wasn't fun. It wasn't hyper speed.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Imagine that happening here.
Scary. We don't have no defenses. None. We have zero defenses here in New York
City. We're just like out there naked.
I would imagine in Washington, D.C., you have a form of protection of like that. You know what I'm saying? Some kind of rockets or something.
Hell,
you got to have something. New York City has nothing but freaking...
Take it.
All we have is what we have.
The Statue of Liberty.
The statue. Imagine.
With a little flame.
She takes the flame down. She's like... Freaking shoots rockets down.
If we could do AI to make a video like that, that would be amazing. Yeah, if you know somebody, please send us the video.
Hopefully they miss us and hit Jersey.
Oh,
there's nothing over there.
I worked there, you idiot.
But yeah, you know, it's funny because it brings a divide, right? Some people like, I support Iran. Some people like, I support Israel. I don't understand why people support any of them. There's nothing to do with us. You know what I'm saying? Why are you supporting anybody? You're not Iran and you're not Israel. You're America. Why are you worried about them? Let them kill each other for all we care. You know what I'm saying? The only reason why Israel is a party to America is because we could put a base there.
Yeah.
If we need to start a war somewhere. So they're like the safe zone in the area that we could put, you know, we can land our ships there to refuel and bomb somebody else. We're not going to land in freaking Afghanistan or Jordan. It's dangerous, you know. But in Israel, not only can we land our ships there, Israel's going to protect us as well as us. So we're good, you know. So we need Israel as allies. That's the only reason why America has allies all over the world. You know, we need Japan. We need, what's another country that's up there? We need Ukraine. I think that's one of the reasons why we're supporting Ukraine. Because the Belgium, France, they're all getting weird with us. Germany, they're getting weird because they're liberals and they're like, oh, we don't want no war. And they're like, all right, they're not going to support our bases if we got to fight somebody. So we need another ally. And I think that's why they're supporting Ukraine because like, oh, we could use them.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But I mean, why are you going to support either one? Right. And just recently, Tucker Carlson interviewed Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, but I heard the clips.
I watched the whole thing and it was delicious.
Really?
I loved every second of it.
Tucker was going in.
Tucker was doing what Tucker does. He presses.
It was Tuck.
You know,
it was Tucker the Tuck.
Now people are like, oh my god, the freaking MAGAs are divided. I'm like, this is what we're supposed to do as a party. You're supposed to press your own people.
Yeah.
If you're gonna press the Democrats and you're Republican, you should also press the Republicans, especially because you have the same name I have. You carry the Republican title, so I gotta make sure you're on point. I can't make sure you're wilding out. The Democrats are crazy. They're gonna wild out. You know, I don't like that. I'm going to talk crap about them. I'm going to question them. But if we're going to be the same party, bro, you better get it together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that goes back to the whole idea of there being a wider net cast in ideas when it comes to
exactly
the party. Whereas if you don't support, you know, men playing in women's sports, then you're not part of the party.
You can't be a Democrat.
You cannot be here.
Not only that, you're freaking anti-gay.
You're anti-everything. KKK. You might as well go away. Brought to you by Dr. Seuss. Pick up your local book.
I'm just trying to think of my protest sign. What is it going to say?
I'm gay. Look. Say what you will about the Reds. Say what you will about them, but they definitely do. They don't all share the same ideas. And I think that when it comes to this particular situation, I think there's no way we don't get involved in this situation.
And then let me say too, with the wider net, libertarians have ideas from both parties. They like some Democrat ideas, some Republican ideas, but they get forced into this Republican party because the Democrats don't want to associate with them because they believe some Second Amendment stuff and some other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're like, we don't want you in our party, so don't even associate. So the wider audience that watches are like, oh, the libertarians hang out with the Republicans a lot.
This is why I feel like there's going to be a third party eventually. Yeah. I think in our lifetime for sure we'll see a third party emerge.
I mean, Ron Paul came out. He's like, I'm a libertarian. I don't care what anybody says. His son leans libertarian, but he's in the Republican Party because that's the best way for him to grab votes. There's another guy, Thomas Massey. I think he's from Kentucky. He's the same way. He has to go on the Republican because
it's the closest
thing. I can't go with Democrat. They'll vote me out of here. I'm a Democrat that supports the Second Amendment. There's no way. They're not going to have me.
Yeah, word.
And I got to deal with AOC and, you know, these people. There's no way.
But they have accepted some people.
Like who?
Vice President Harris.
Who accepted her?
The Democrats.
Because she's a Democrat. She believes in...
But she has a gun.
She falls in line.
She has a gun.
That's true. But she's, you know, she's allowed to because she's an elite.
Oh.
The elites are allowed to protect themselves. Ooh. They're dangerous.
They still accepted her.
Dangerous though.
That's our woman. She's allowed to have a gun.
Oh.
She has to have a gun. She's the vice president, about to be the president. You think she would have kept that gun if she was president? You think Trump has a president? You think Trump has a president?
I think secretly the elites have everything. They have the weapons, they have guns and all that.
How but many not guns do you think it. Trump has?
Oh, forget about it.
Forget about it? Why we forget about it? It's a conversation we're having.
I don't think he has any.
I don't think he has one gun. He does have a gun. It's all gold.
No, I don't think he has any. Actually, you know what? He's a felon. He doesn't have any. It's illegal. It's illegal.
Right. He is a felon. But he definitely has one. It's made out of gold.
He lives
and it would melt if you shoot it.
So Tucker Carlson interviews Ted Cruz. Delicious conversation. I loved every second of it. Because Tucker Carlson presses.
And a lot of finger pointing there.
To the point that Ted Cruz gets frustrated.
Why do you keep changing this, bro?
What are you talking about?
Everything. You touch it, it breaks. Go ahead. Keep talking so the people don't get bored.
You got to get out of the way. So
that's why I look like shit.
So Ted Cruz, it's funny because Tucker Carlson goes to Ted Cruz's office.
He goes over there. I want to have a conversation at your house.
And then he just questions him, like bombards him with questions. And Ted Cruz gets frustrated, obviously, this one is. And I think from Tucker pressing him so hard, Ted Cruz said something that I think is very revealing. And I'm going to play it right now.
Oh, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let me say that before he started this, earlier in the conversation, Ted Cruz said, the reason why I got into politics is because I wanted America to align itself with Israel more. I want us to be more in line with each other. All right?
Okay.
All right, let's go.
And you said it was bad. They're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them in retaliation. And if you really believe that.
We're carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right. With our help. I'm said we. Israel is leading them, but we're supporting them.
Well, you're breaking news here because the U.S. government last night denied the National Security Council's.
I don't want to go that far. Before this, Tucker's pressing him. Oh. He's pressing him and he says, You accept money from AIPAC, right? He's like, well, you know, AIPAC is not really an Israeli foreign thing. It's actually an American thing. It's just Jewish people, basically, in general, that just want to make sure that we align ourselves thing. And Tucker's like, that sounds like a foreign government putting influence in our government.
Pay.
Right? Pay to play.
Pay to play.
And, you know, whatever. Ted Cruz is like, no, it's not. Then Ted Cruz says this line, which we don't need the video. We can just hear it. Oh, and then afterwards, Ted Cruz reveals Iran tried to assassinate Trump at one point. And like, nobody heard about that ever.
Ooh.
Right? So then he's like, well, if you believe it, that that's true, that Iran tried to kill the president of the United States, then you should be 100% for attacking Iran. Right? That makes sense.
Act of war.
You try to kill our leader.
Our leader.
Yeah.
Our king.
Our God king. Our golden hair God.
All hail the orange chicken nugget.
So, okay, let's just listen to what Ted Cruz says.
And you said it was bad. They're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them.
Right? So he's saying, you don't believe it. Because if you did believe it, you'd be calling for this. And then Ted Cruz says this beautiful word.
Retaliation. And if you really believe that.
We're carrying out military strikes today.
He said, we are carrying military strikes today. Who's we?
America.
Is it America or is he saying Israel? Is he representing Israel? Is he saying, remember in the beginning, he said, I want to make sure Israel and America's things align. Right now, all we know is that Israel attacked Iran. So when he's putting himself in the we category of attacking, he's saying, I'm Israel. I'm attacking Iran. I represent Israel.
Why would he do that?
Because that's how he started politics. He came into politics to support Israel. And he's taking money from an Israeli influence. AIPAC. Yeah. So when he said, we're attacking Iran today, he's like, who's we?
Why did he ask that?
What do you mean?
Why did Tucker say, who's we?
Because he's asking, what do you mean by we? I think Tucker let it go.
Bullshit.
I think Tucker should have pressed him more.
Bullshit, exactly. Come on, Tucker. Where you at? Tucker, you getting soft? Well,
I think Tucker let him have...
Like, I would have been like, who the fuck is we?
Yeah, but I think
Tucker... Are you saying you?
I think Tucker's looking at a news clip. Like, oh my God, we just announced that America's helping.
I hear you, but he's had the opportunity, plainly, right then and there, to be like, who's we?
Yeah, yeah. But he asks him, who's we? But he's like, oh, well, you know, America.
Instead,
but
he's just emphasizing the fact that we're actually... See, he's taking the we as the U.S.
Yeah, he's taking the U.S., but I don't see that as that.
You see it as he's speaking on behalf of Israel.
Because he said in the beginning...
But he's Spanish.
I don't give a crap. None of that stuff matters. You give somebody enough money, they're anything.
Ooh, right? You be a girl?
For how much?
Let's go to the clip.
Calling for military strikes against them in retaliation. And if you really believe that...
We're carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right.
You said Israel was. Who's we?
You said with Israel. With our help. I said we.
Nobody in the world knew that America helped Israel. If they did, right? Obviously they did, but you know. We did it. To talk about. We did it. Right? It's under the table. Nobody talks about it. So when he's like, who's we? He's like, well, America helped them. So Tucker took it as like, oh my God, we're breaking news here. We're saying something out loud that we all thought was true under the table. So I need to emphasize this so everybody can hear this.
Okay.
Israel is leading them, but we're supporting them.
Well, this, you're breaking news here because the U.S. government last night denied, the National Security Council spokesman Alex Pfeiffer denied on behalf of Trump that we were acting on Israel's behalf in any offensive capacity.
No, we're not bombing them. Israel's bombing them.
You just said we were.
We are supporting Israel.
This is high stakes. You're a senator. If you're saying the United States government is at war with Iran right now, people are listening. Okay.
He's like, wait, you're saying something that was never said out loud as a representative of the United States. So he's looking at it like, oh my God, America's part of this already.
But we knew they were.
But we didn't know.
It wasn't announced.
Yeah. We know, but we don't know.
We know.
You can't say, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need proof. There's no, we can't talk in the gray area. We can't.
Did you have sexual relations with that woman?
That's what he said.
The no pointing.
They stopped doing things. That.
Yeah.
Because somebody.
Trump. Trump was like, the most famous was at the 9/11 ceremony. Trump was like, I see you. Oh, God, I get that all the time. I love that one.
So, yeah, I think Tucker, Ted Cruz is in the pocket of Israel. That's what, and I think he's pushing influence because he's right next to Trump.
It's a big statement there,
talking to Trump, saying we should get involved in this. What do you think? There are allies. Your son's Jewish.
I can hear people in the street saying they're all in bed with the
Jews. Yeah, no, but we can say that, but we need proof. Otherwise,
that's not proof.
Otherwise, we're just talking shit. He just, as a senator, he just said, yeah,
we're supporting them.
Yeah. Right? So now you're saying something that was, we all thought, but nobody in office ever said, yeah, we are. Even Trump, today they asked him. He's like, well, we're not involved, but maybe we could be. You never know.
I'll give you my answer in 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I saw a meme that everything is in 2 weeks. Yeah. I'll let you know in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, great answer.
That's a smart way to do it, actually.
I wish I could tell my boss that. I'll let you know about that report in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and just keep pushing, kicking it down the road.
Like they're doing for TikTok. Yeah. Another side note.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think this guy is, do you think we've always been involved but just never quoted it? And how much shit like this actually goes on where we're involved, but does it the public really need to know? And can't they just use the, it's in the public interest not to know?
Yeah. But that's what, I forgot the guy's name.
Watergate.
No, not Watergate. Wait. during Afghanistan, the Iraq war. I forgot the name of the guy. Not Dick Cheney. It was the other guy.
Osama bin Laden.
No, he worked for the... Anyway. Remember he made a speech. He was like, there's things we know. There's things we know that we don't know. And there's things that we don't know we don't know. That guy. I forgot his name.
Damn. You got me there.
I forgot his name. I want to say... Right. I know it's not Colin Powell.
Moving on. This is why it's GD squared. Go.
Yeah. So there's a Republican in office that are like, we cannot have war. We already did that with Iraq. And Afghanistan. We were 20 years in this stupid war. Caught up for what? Just to give them the country back. And we can't just allow a president to make a decision. We're going to go fight in the war. The problem is the words. You have to declare war. And you need the Senate to do that.
The president can't do that.
President can't just say that. He needs to go.
He'll run that shit though if it gets called.
Yeah.
He's like, call that shot.
Yeah. But what's happened in the past is that the president said, we're not going to war. We're doing a military something. I forgot what they
call it.
Exercise. Yeah.
We're like exercising our bombs on people.
And there's a senator that's like, we can't have that. We cannot have that. He's Republican. We cannot have that.
Because at the end of the day, that little practice is on our dollar, and exactly. we decide what happens with those dollars.
So he's like, I got to put this up on the table and say, hey, we all need to vote on this, and say the president can't just act on behalf of America without coming through us first, and we have to vote on that.
No matter how small or big the operation is.
And then you know who else said, I'll join you in that?
AOC.
AOC. A Republican and AOC are joining forces to say we cannot just jump into war.
How did I know it?
And it's beautiful. And I love every second of it.
That's because you love her, you biased, sexist man pig.
Both Matthew and Ocasio-Cortez believe that Congress, not the president, holds the constitutional authority to declare war. They are collaborating on war powers resolution to assert this authority and prevent the U.S. from becoming involved. So, like, we cannot just be attacking them. The problem now, we can sell weapons to Israel all day. We did it to Ukraine. Do it to anybody.
Anybody who's won, you want to buy weapons?
But as soon as one of our people get involved, it's over. We're in.
One of our people get involved. We could sell the weapons.
A representative from the United States. It doesn't matter if it's a freaking soldier.
Okay. Well, how we get involved?
I'll give you an example. They want to drop that big ass bomb that goes into the ground.
Okay.
Okay. Boom.
Okay. Boom. Okay.
Israel doesn't have the capability. Even if we gave them the missile, they're like, how are we going to pick it up in the air and drop it? We have no planes for that.
It's too heavy.
It's too heavy. So we need one of your America, we need one of your freaking airplanes, the Pixel, the freaking missing Pixel plane. We need it.
So I'll sell you the plane.
But even if we sold it to them, now they
don't know how to fly it.
They don't know how to fly it.
We'll sell you the blueprints of how to fly it.
But then how long it takes to train somebody to it take months.
They use a sacrifice, Drew.
Yeah. Get one of them with the curly heads. The ones that don't care. Kamikaze Jew.
They could do it. You could do it. You're going to fuck up a really expensive plane.
Yeah.
But so, you get the job done.
So America's... I don't even think America wants to sell them those that bomber. It's too advanced. We're like, we can't let it out of our hands. Because God, if he gets shot down in Iraq or Iran gets it...
We've never used this bomb either, by the way.
Yeah, no. We've never used the plane or the bomb. We're just flying around taking pictures. That's the only thing we did with it.
We're talking a lot of shit right now as Americans.
So America,
which is what we do, baby.
America has to be like, we'll give you a pilot. But now we're getting involved.
Now it's us shooting it.
Now it's us shooting.
It's one thing that I sell you this gun and you use it to kill your enemy. It's another thing when it's like, I'll sell you the gun and I'll shoot it for you.
I'll sell you the freaking hitman too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even selling. You're just going to borrow and then bring it back. Right?
We don't want the bomb, bunker bomb, once you use it.
And now I wonder what the legalities behind an American pilot that does know how to fly it. Say, I renounce my citizenship to the United States and I join Israel. And then I fly the plane for them. Because at that point, it's not our people.
What? Say that again? That scenario?
A United States citizen that knows how to fly that plane. Says, I renounce my citizenship to the United
States.
I want to go to Israel and become a citizen in Israel. He does.
Oh, I'm qualified to fly this plane.
He does the Pledge of Allegiance, whatever they have over there.
They don't have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Whatever they have on the Bible.
The Torah.
The Torah. And then he's like, all right, I know how to fly the plane. Put me in your military. I'll drop that bomb for you.
Oh.
Because now no country could look at America like, you guys got involved. They'd be like, we can't control a guy.
And then he gets his citizenship back in America.
And then he's like, I'm sorry, I should have left.
It's bad over here.
Their food is bad.
Did you see the Supersonics? They don't use milk.
No cheeseburgers.
No cheese. We are shitting on the Jews. Yeah. Go ahead.
So Ocasio-Cortez publicly supported, and then
look how much you disappear when it goes white. This guy turns into ghosts.
The unlikely nice, their collaboration has drawn attention due to their differing political viewpoints. Massey is a libertarian Republican, and Ocasio, what are you doing? Yeah, look, you want to do it? Is a progressive Democrat. Broader support. The bipartisan effort includes other lawmakers as well, such as the Democrat Representative Ro Khanna. This is one of the, what do they call them, Final Fours or whatever? I forget what they call these people.
The Fantastic Four?
The Fantastic Four. They have like a word for these Democrats that I forget what they call it. The famous four or whatever, like the freaking four. Is AOC, the lady with Tila... I forgot her name.
Jesus. Wow, Christ. This guy's horrible.
All right, the bipartisan effort...
That's why he's fading into nothingness.
The Congress of War. All right, so whatever. They're gonna join forces to...
Why do you keep shrinking?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yo, you got to stop touching, bro.
they're going to join forces to basically stop President. And, you know, Ocasio-Cortez don't care about no war. She just wants to do anything to go against Trump.
Right.
So she's never like, Trump. I'm in. Any Democrat be like, I'm in.
Shoot a Jew? I'm in.
Get him out of there. I support Palestine. You know. The Republicans of the 10 are kind of like, are we supporting Trump? Or are we going to support no wars? Remember, Trump said, I'm going to be a president of peace. No wars. And he's about to turn his back. You know what I'm saying? He should stay out of it. You know, I'm just saying. You made a promise to America.
No wars.
No wars. Start no wars. I'm not going to get involved. No, I want peace.
Right? Yeah, but you damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if he doesn't do anything and more hospitals and shit gets fucked up in Israel, they're going to say, wow, you turn your back on your ally.
And that's why he said, 2 more weeks. Give me some time. Let me figure this out. And if he, you know, honestly, if he waits too long to do whatever he's going to do, they're going to pass a resolution. Congress is going to go to the president and be like, you cannot associate yourself with this war unless we vote on it. And now he can't just drop a bomb. And now Israel's really on their own. So if there is a nuclear facility that they got to drop that bunker buster, America can't get involved until they vote on it. And you know the Democrats are going to hold out.
Shit.
Yeah. So that's World War III coming at you live from the basement.
All right. Let us know what you think. You know what to do. And remember, this segment is brought to you by...
No, 1-800-GAMBLER.com.
Just remembered. We out. Peace.